China this morning successfully launched its second manned space flight. It carried two astronauts this time, one more than China's first manned flight in 2003. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, the launch was a carefully planned step in a space program that aims to create a lasting Chinese presence in space.
Yesterday, the astronauts' identities were a secret. Today, fighter pilots Fei Junlong and Nie Haisheng became instant national heroes. A light snow fell at dawn at the Jiuquan Space Center in northwest China. Crowds cheered the pair on as they lumbered to the launch pad in their spacesuits. The Long March rocket carrying the Shenzhou 6 lifted off at 9 a.m. sharp. State television carried the launch live, but apparently with a few seconds' delay. At the Mission Control Center in Beijing, China's leaders watched the craft jettison its rockets and enter its planned orbit. Premier Wen Jiabao congratulated his country's space program on its success and reassured other countries about China's intentions. China is conducting experiments in space flight for entirely peaceful purposes, he said. We are willing to move forward hand in hand with the peoples of the world to use space peacefully. While the Shenzhou 5 stayed aloft for only 21 hours, the Shenzhou 6 will orbit the Earth for 5 to 7 days. It carries a separate module with living quarters, facilities for scientific experiments, and its own engines. The module will remain in orbit after the mission. According to local media, other onboard improvements include flushing toilets and hot Chinese space food. Dean Cheng is an expert on China's space program at the CNA Corporation, a Virginia-based think tank. He says that the Shenzhou 6 is bigger than the Shenzhou 5 and represents an evolution beyond the Soviet Soyuz spacecraft technology on which China had based earlier ships.
The Shenzhou craft is longer, it's wider, it has two sets of solar panels rather than one. We believe it has a power-generating capacity, which, based on the two sets of panels, that probably makes it comparable to the old Mir space station as opposed to simply the Soyuz capsule.
China's plan for future Shenzhou missions includes docking orbiting modules, conducting spacewalks, constructing a permanent orbiting space station, and eventually landing an unmanned probe on the moon. Its civilian space program has already brought China economic benefits in the fields of communications, navigation systems, and resource exploration. Dean Cheng points out that the People's Liberation Army, which runs the whole space program, has gotten something out of it, too.
The PLA understands that, militarily speaking, space is the new high ground. And these same capabilities produce benefits in terms of information, in terms of reconnaissance, in terms of secure communications.
Perhaps no payoff is as immediate as the public relations one. Not many images can compare with the blast-off of a manned spacecraft for summing up a nation's economic and scientific capabilities, which is why so much is riding on this mission's success, and why Chinese will be watching and waiting for the Shenzhou 6 to touch down safely on the grasslands of Inner Mongolia. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
(laughs)